Greatest Eye in the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend, Bill Raggio, the senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Bill and I are working through three contradictory events. One, the President of the United States very clearly making statements about al-Qaeda and the Taliban in Afghanistan on June 30th. Another, a report from the Director of National Intelligence dated September 22, but finally declassified in June of 23. And the third, a report from the UN, the analytical group, many nation states participating, issued June of 23, most recently. It includes evidence, accusations, allegations, observations that al-Qaeda is not only in Afghanistan, it's operating widely across many provinces with training camps and safe houses and leadership, the kind of sophisticated launching pad that al-Qaeda never enjoyed, to my knowledge, before 9/11. It was always a much smaller operation under bin Laden. Right now, it looks corporate. We're looking at al-Qaeda Incorporated operating in Afghanistan. But ISIS, Bill, I read from the UN report, member states assessed ISIS as the most serious current terrorist threat in Afghanistan, neighboring countries, and Central Asia. Over the past year, the group has benefited from increased operational capabilities and freedom of movement inside Afghanistan. That's very specific, and they go on to talk about details about the power of ISIS to project. It talks about since 2022, ISIS has claimed more than 190 suicide bomb attacks against soft and hard targets in major cities, leaving 1,300 people dead or injured. Have you seen anything from the DNI or from CENTCOM to refute this very specific information by the UN?
John, I have not. So what U.S. officials routinely say is that the real threat that emanates from Afghanistan is the Islamic State. And this is where one of those areas where I mildly disagree with the UN report. The real terror threat within Afghanistan actually is the Taliban and al-Qaeda, because the Taliban is a terrorist regime supporting al-Qaeda. But the Taliban is a terrorist regime itself. The Islamic State is a threat to the Taliban internally and is launching suicide attacks against the government, against the military, and against civilian soft targets. We could put them on equal footing. But to me, the fact that the Taliban controls the Afghan government, that is the real threat to both Afghanistan and to the region at large. The Islamic State is more of a kinetic threat, but less of an organized threat. So this is where I disagree a bit in the analysis, but the facts that support what their analysis is, again, it's not an incorrect way to look at it. It's just that I happen to disagree. I'd love to have a conversation with those who wrote the report about this, and we'd probably meet somewhere in the middle. What the threat that the Islamic State poses is because it is attacking both Afghan citizens as well as launching attacks outside the country. And I know we'll get to this, so I'll just be very brief about it. But al-Qaeda and the Taliban are supporting terror groups that operate throughout the region as well, the largest of those being the movement of the Taliban in Pakistan.
Yes.
Which is conducting attacks in Pakistan.
Yes, let's move to the attacks on Pakistan. It is strange geopolitics to allow this to continue, to say that, to not speak to it, and to know how brittle, how dangerous Pakistan is right now to the region, to our ally India, to the whole of the subcontinent. And we're standing back in denial? I don't even know. They're not even addressing the ability of the Taliban in Pakistan to strike across the border and to threaten all of the leadership in the army, in the state security, and in the government routinely.
John, in the U.S., in this administration, and really within the U.S. Policymaking class, within their desire to put Afghanistan, put Pakistan, put Central Asia in the rearview mirror, and pivot to the great power competition, competition with China, war in Russia, Ukraine. Those are very important issues, and I do not deny it, and they take precedence over issues of terrorism. I certainly concede that. But that does not mean that these threats have gone away. And we have to remember that, you know, China and Russia did not attack the United States on September 11th, 2001, killed 3,000 Americans and other national, and, you know, caused billions upon billions of dollars in damage, you know, and shutting down a city and a country for weeks at a time. So that is, they've completely ignored this. And this is where I say that the Taliban is a greater threat, because the movement of the Taliban in Pakistan, its leader swears allegiance to the leader of the Afghan Taliban. The Taliban gives the movement of the Taliban, and the Afghan Taliban gives the movement of the Taliban in Pakistan safe haven in Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda is operating training camps where they're training movement of the Taliban and Pakistan members. And the movement of the Taliban in Pakistan is waging a deadly insurgency inside of Pakistan, causing far more deaths than the Islamic State. And then, as you note, Pakistan is a nuclear country on the brink with serious political and economic problems. And we have to be worried about the security of those nuclear weapons, of parts of that country falling under Taliban rule, et cetera. And yet it's completely being ignored by U.S. and Western officials, because they frankly just can't walk and chew gum at the same time. You have people saying we need to drop the Ukraine issue because we need to focus on China. There's this approach in Washington that these days that only one issue can be dealt with, major issue can be dealt with at a time when there is multiple major issues that need to be dealt with.
Bill, we've got less than a minute. It's been weeks since the UN report. It's been weeks since the DNI declassified its report of September. It's been a few days since the president made remarks that are contradictory. Have you seen an analysis in the major newspapers about the how to put these things in the same box? Anything from the New York Times, the Washington Post, anything?
No, John, it's perfunctory coverage. I don't even recall seeing much coverage in the major news outlets over this, particularly over the UN report.
Yeah.
The focus, John, really, it's Russia, Ukraine, it's China, it's politics, these issues, really, the press has given this administration a pass on Afghanistan, on Pakistan, and on terrorism in general.
Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. He and his colleagues keep the Long War Journal. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.